Producer Zach Nugent took in the sights, sounds, and a few hot chocolates at the tournament and sent us this audio postcard.
I'm watching my wife Amy play today. She's on the Galoots. They've only got a minute here left in this one. Doesn't look, not looking too good right now for them, though.
Well, it's just a great community event. It raises money for local causes, and I'm a local hockey coach with Concord Youth Hockey, so it's a great cause to bring money to the community and promote skating and hockey throughout the city.
On the Bank Chevrolet, rink number 4 at 340, it's the Cheers Chiefs taking on my favorite team, We Walk to White.
My husband is playing in the tournament. Not so well this year. A third loss in a row.
How's he taking it?
He's taking it pretty well. Yeah, they just are having a good time.
Well, I grew up playing hockey, so I grew up in New Hampshire, and, you know, hockey's been in my blood. Once it gets in your blood, it's hard to get it out, and it's a fun sport, something I do with my kids, and it's a great family event.
1 minute to go in the game. 1 minute to go.
I just like how it's a sort of organic thing to New Hampshire, that people could just go, and in our town, you know, people of all ages and skill abilities go and play hockey on the pond, and it's, you know, not super organized like so many other sports.
My favorite part is seeing them foul each other, because it's just fun to watch it, you know.
Them hip check each other and kill each other.
It's outdoors, it's fresh air, it's fabulous.
Well, it's nice when you see something that's not checking, it's just a puck handling as far as that goes and skating.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bon Jovi on rink 8. They did not get shut out. Put your hands together on rink 8, 13-2. Big, big night for Bon Jovi.
Actually, a friend of ours who played the first year and hasn't played since, we just kind of threw out a bunch of ideas, and he came up with Bon Jovi, and we just said, that's the one. The tournament's going well. My team is 1-2, but we've got one more game, and it should be a good match.
I have multiple duties here. One is I'm the announcer. I make sure that the teams are on the ice when they need to be on the ice. I keep the schedule. I make sure that everybody is ready to go on time. We keep the tournament on time. But most of all, I might be the entertainment, trying to keep things light and fresh here at White Park.
Crew team, they've been dealing with the chaos of the sweatpants sale over here at the souvenir trailer.
Oh, favorite part of the tournament, and I truly mean this. I'm a North End guy. I'm a White Spark guy. I love to see White Spark and Concord come alive again. It's an annual event. We are 89 teams strong. We have 35 teams on the waiting list. And it's kind of hard to describe, but everybody's competitive. But yet, they're really here to have a good time and enjoy themselves.
Sometimes, you know, I think of yesterday.
Yesterday.
We skated on the pond down by the bay.
By the bay.
Played hockey till the sun, she went away. Could see the puck no more, but still we'd play.
Thanks to producer Zach Nugent for that piece, and thank you to all the spectators, players, and organizers who spoke with him. Coming up, from the Hookman to Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, scary stories have been passed around pretty much since the dawn of the campfire. Up next, we're going to go beyond sleepover camp to the latest venue for creepy tales, the internet. That's when word of mouth continues. Please stay with us.
Our heroes just the same.